Rise and Shine Pile, 7 o'clock. Good morning, Jim Davis and the Buckeye Boy, the Jim Davis Show on Colorado Sports Live of the Team. 101.1 FM, easy for me to say. It's 7:01, 1340 on the AM dial here in the Grand Valley. You're in Delta, Montrose, Olathe, Cedar Edge, Hotchkiss, 102.1, and anywhere you are. Get our mobile app at our website, theteam1340.com. Nuggets in action last night. Rockies go to extras against the Diamondbacks. At least here early on, after last night's game, you know, I thought that Ryan McMahon would have maybe a kind of a breakout season.
Yeah.
One game does not make a breakout season.
No,
but 1-3 home run game ties a franchise record with 14 total bases. That's a good way to get things going. But McMahon, 3 home runs, wasn't enough last night. Rockies losing 4 hours and 26 minutes?
Yeah.
To the Arizona Diamondbacks last night.
I mean, through no fault of McMahon's.
No, he did everything possible.
He did go 4-for-6 with 3 home runs and a double, but he only drove in 4. There was no one on base in front of him. That was the problem. He'd hit 3 solo jacks. It's like, come on, can't anybody else get on base?
Anybody? Anybody, please? So the Rockies lose last night in extra innings.
Mm-hmm.
And this is even with the, of course, they had the weather issue to begin with.
Weather delay, then the stupid California speed up rule.
See, last night it didn't make the game shorter, but then again, the weather delay didn't make the game shorter either. See, you and I, we don't see eye to eye on this. I still think it's the right direction to go. I still do, if you're Major League Baseball, because more often than not, you're going to have a quicker resolution to an extra inning game. That last night was kind of an outlier, and you're going to have games like that where the weather has an impact on it,
right?
Makes the game longer. But I still think, and you said you'd kind of get on board with this, if you change the rule to extra innings, it resets to the top of the order. For both teams.
But I still have a problem with fly out to right, error, run scores to lead off. How? No one should be on base. You shouldn't get a run scoring on a pop out to right field and then an error, because there should be no one on base to start the inning. That's my issue with the rule.
But then again, that takes away the California speed up rule if you don't have somebody on base.
I know. And that's kind of the hope.
But then that's just you're playing it like you normally would.
Yeah. The first 9 innings.
And see, with this, I've always felt that this, while I like this more than you do,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't solve all of baseball's problems. And I don't know if you can ever solve the quote perception issues of addressing the game being embraced by a younger audience.
Yeah.
That want it to be quicker, faster. People want 2.5 hour game. They don't want 4 hours and change.
Mm-hmm.
They want a 2.5 hour game. I don't know if baseball, the way it's constructed, without totally changing the game, that you're ever going to make it almost a guarantee 4 hour and or 2 hour and a half a sporting event, because most sports aren't that way, right? Football's not 2.5 hours and there we go.
No one's trying to shorten college football games, which are almost 4 hours right now.
But then again, it gets back to the action in the game. There's perceived more action in a football game,
mm-hmm.
even though there's huddle, you know. But then again, college football, we see more no huddle, spread offenses and things like that. The baseball is perceived as slow and plodding compared to other sports, even though the length of time, those sports are right there with baseball,
mm-hmm.
for the most part. I don't have a problem with the extra inning, the runner at second base. I don't, if you reset it to the top of the order. Let the people, the guys that you pay the big dollars to, one through four,
mm-hmm.
table setter, and your guys that drive runs in, let them earn their money in extra innings when the game is on the line. You put your best goal scorers in a shootout, right?
Right. Yeah, you don't want catcher, pitcher, top of the order, 1-2-3 in the 10th. That's not going to help anyone. That's not really going to speed up the game all that much.
See, I don't have a problem with it, but I also don't think it doesn't solve all the problems of baseball.
No.
Baseball still has the issue of, do they need a pitch clock? But then again, isn't part of the story about a pitcher steps off the back of the rubber, composes himself, and there's not a clock on how long it takes for him? I mean, there's that element of baseball that is, just goes back to the old George Carlin thing,
mm-hmm.
comparing baseball and football. I mean, there's that untimed element about baseball. Don't
right.
play quarters. Don't play a half. An inning can be, 3 minutes, three up, three down.
It can be 30 minutes.
It can be 30 minutes. It can be 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can ever change that about baseball. But last night, the Rockies, they went extras and lost Arizona. Nuggets crushing the Pistons last night, though Michael Malone wasn't entirely happy with the effort last night.
Not defensively.
Detroit. No, offensively.
Can't complain too much.
No issues offensively. Defensively, had some issues last night. So, we'll have a lot of Nuggets and Avalanche conversation today. We're trying to focus in on Wednesdays,
mm-hmm.
8 o'clock hour, to work in a lot of our folks from altitude.
Yeah.
As opposed to just kind of spreading them all over the place throughout the course of the week. So, you can, I'm going to hear Nuggets and Avalanche talk on a Wednesday. And so, Connor McGay, he's going to join us at 8:20.
From the Con Corner.
Representing the Fighting 970s.
Yeah.
And then Chris Dempsey from Altitude will talk some Nuggets with us coming up at 8:40 this morning.
So we'll get to it in soundcheck, but we're going to have to ask Chris Dempsey if he was able to fix Vic Lombardi last night. And we'll get to the why, but
okay.
we'll leave that as the tease, because Vic was having some older guy issues with the desk at Altitude. So we'll play that for soundcheck.
Older guy issues.
It'll all make sense.
Okay.
But yeah,
Vic this last night. So
Vic was having some problems.
Okay.
So, and Chris promised to come be the savior. So we'll have to ask if Chris Dempsey saved Vic Lombardi last night.
All right. So we'll have that coming up. Also, Locked On Broncos podcast host Cody Rourke's going to join us at 9:20 this morning. Talk about
fighting Bridgewaters. Come on, bring him to Denver. Why not?
Boy, a lot of people like Broncos stars. No, don't bring him in. Don't bring him in. Others are like, well. Better option right at the moment, perhaps, than Drew Lock.
Yeah.
We'll get into that coming up later on with Cody Rourke at 9:20 this morning. All right, our Qdoba question of the day today, your chance to win Qdoba today on the program. And it's Build Your Own Burrito, by the way, now with our Qdoba offer of the what you can win today on the program, which is very, very cool. Don't forget, if you're out to Tooling Around Breakfast this morning, Grand Junction and Montrose locations mm-hmm. of Qdoba, you can do that. But the Qdoba question of the day today. Most of the betting sites have the Broncos at 7.5 wins for 2021. Are you taking the over or are you taking the under on 7.5?
If you asked me a month from now, I'd have a much better gauge.
Right.
Because if Drew Lock's your trigger man, I automatically have to lean under.
And we'll reevaluate. We'll have another opportunity to do this before the season starts. I'm going to say right now over, but I'm not going to say by leaps and bounds. I'm going to say 8-9 wins. They improve because they've made major improvements on the defensive side. I'm with you. Want to see what happens at quarterback. Mm-hmm. Want to see what they do in the draft. What direction do they go there? But from what I've seen, I think they've at least got a defense right now that will give them a chance. And with it's Drew Lock, I think Drew Lock will be better in 2021 if he gets that opportunity. We'll see. I think he will be better. I don't think it's going to be a Josh Allen-like jump from 1 year to the next, but I think he will be better. Their defense will be better. That will give them a chance to finish 500 or above. So I'm going to take the over right now, and I'll say 9-7. Well, excuse me, it'll be 9 what? It'll be...
9-8.
9-8 now. I got to get used to the 17th game. They get to 9 wins. I'll give them a 9-win season right now on this course April 7th of 2021. So your thoughts on that today. You also still today, if there's anybody left out there, we have our GJ Golf Masters tournament that we're doing. We can win that sweet Callaway Epic driver. It's about a $600 driver from GJ Golf in Fisher's Plaza over by Fisher's Liquor Barn. And stop by and see them today. Brand new owners. And boy, we're just thrilled to have them on the radio station with us. But your chance to win that Callaway Epic driver. Plus, they will custom fit. They will find the perfect Epic driver for you over at GJ Golf if you win. But all the names are pretty much, a lot of the big names are gone. They were gone yesterday. So you had to pick your golfer. So if you have somebody, if you have not got into this yet and you think, okay, I still want to participate, we'll take those until 10 this morning. I'm just not sure who's left out there for you. Dustin Johnson gone, Jordan Spieth gone. Boy, a lot of people putting money on Jordan Spieth. He is the hot golfer heading into the Masters.
Like Ben Hogan's still available.
Ben Hogan. You know, Tom Watson is still available.
Tom Watson's still available.
Andy North is still available.
Andy North. David Strange. Curtis Strange. Nick Faldo.
Yeah, they're all available.
Yeah, they're all
John
still
Daly.
Available. John Daly is still on the table.
So yep. you can text us a name, but we will... Jack Nicklaus. We've got the list, and if a name has already been taken, it's gone.
Yep.
And a lot of them went fast yesterday. Very, very fast. All right, so you can send that in to us. Text us. Please put your first name, last name on it. If you want to participate, you just want to pick some guy that's, you know, 125th in the world rankings, you can do that and send that in to us. And somebody's going to walk away with that Callaway Epic driver from GJ Golf. But you have until 10 this morning if you still want to play. And then, Buckeye, you'll fire back a text and say, nope. Yep. That person's already gone.
We got, let's see. I'm going just by some of the tee times, starting earliest to latest. Some of the guys that are still available, if you're like Jason and you still need a golfer, we have, let's see. I lost the page here. Okay, we have Michael Thompson, Hudson Swafford, Matt Jones.
Sandy Lyle's gone, right?
Sandy Lyle's still there.
Still in play.
Charles Schwartzel, Siwoo Kim.
Schwartzel's still available?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm surprised.
Bernard Hanger. He hits the ball longer. Jason Day, I think, is taken. He is taken. But, like, Vijay, I saw, was on here. He's still available. All the Bubbas, I think, are still available. Watson,
what about
Wallace.
Victor Hovland?
He's off the board.
Okay, off the board.
Amazingly enough. You know, Rory's gone. You know, Paul Casey's gone. Vijay is still available. Larry Mize. They're available.
What about Mike Weir's gone?
No.
No, Mike Weir's there.
I didn't even know he was still playing golf.
I didn't either.
Who knew? Jose Maria Olazabal. I lost my ball. He's still available.
What about Mark Leishman? Leishman's still there?
He's still available.
So there's some good names.
Freddie Couples.
Hey, maybe, you know, Freddie has stirred the echoes a couple of times. Yeah. Early on at the Masters.
Don't call me Dustin. Zach Johnson, he's still available.
Pride of from Iowa. Zach Johnson, what?
Sure.
One-time major winner?
I believe so. Jason said we should have made people pick a score, but that's not the contest.
That's not the contest.
Show starts at 7. Could have got in early.
That's how we're just keeping it nice and simple. You pick a golfer. If he wins, you win. The Callaway Epic driver. Simple as that.
Tommy Fleetwood Mac, still available.
It's not a bad one.
No.
What about Billy Horschel? Billy Horschel gone?
No, he's still available. Okay. Louis Oosthuizen?
Still available? There's still some pretty good names out there, to be quite honest. Yeah, so get your...
A lot of your favorites are gone, but we just gave you 15, 20 names that are still available.
And the guys that have
won... Be ye not discouraged.
Guys that have either won a major or been in contention or have won on the tour.
Or we can pronounce their names, you know?
Exactly.
So some standards are different than others.
And we debated about the score.
Yeah.
And we just said, you know what? We're just going to go keep it simple, straight up. Boom,
it's more fun if you make everybody pick a golfer. Because once that golfer wins, you have your winner. If a lot of people pick the same score, then you have to, you know, tiebreakers.
Okay,
and,
yeah. So first come, first served. That's
We've
how
already had to deal with tiebreakers this week.
By the way, official word from promotions to the company that's doing Brackapalooza.
Yeah.
Powered by Point S Tire and Grand Junction Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. The 12th. So Monday.
Oh, okay.
Probably Tuesday. Let's plan on Tuesday to probably... They're supposed to give us information on Monday.
Lots of fingers and toes needed.
But they do this for a lot of different radio stations across the country, so it's not just us. So it takes them time. And so they're the ones who do this. We do it through this other company. So Tuesday, we should have an answer on who's 1, 2, and 3 at Brackapalooza.
Yeah. See, so we've already had to deal with tiebreakers. We didn't want to do that again with the Masters. That just didn't seem like a lot of fun because math is hard. And so we went with just golfers.
Just keeping it simple. So we had a whole list of names we just mentioned there that you can pick from. So make sure you text in today. Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line serving your breakfast until 10:30 this morning over
Happy
there.
Happy Gilmore, still available.
Happy Gilmore's there.
Bagger Vance, still available.
Good enough, Bagger Vance is still there.
Yep. Shooter McGavin, he's still available if you want to pick them.
So lots of guys that are still out there.
All right, Jason, you got Billy Horschel.
Job, Jason.
Poor Jason only has like 11 different names he's tried since yesterday.
What about that guy? What about that guy? What about that guy?
All right, you're in.
Roy McAvoy is available, by the way.
Roy McAvoy, Tin Cup, he's available.
Roy McAvoy.
So is whoever Don Johnson
David
played in
Sims.
That movie.
David Sims. They're both available.
Cheech Marin, still available, I believe.
He was just a caddy, though, wasn't he? He didn't play. Was he a former player that turned caddy?
I'm sure at some point.
I don't know. I'm not sure. All right. So our question today, by the way, GJ Golf Masters Contest. You can still get your name in. But please put your first name, last name. We're asking this for even if you're a regular, a P1 that texts all the time, please put your first name, last name in your text. And you're just picking a golfer of the ones that are left. Dustin Johnson, for they about help, but Dustin Johnson, no, gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
He was first one off the board yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Spieth, guys like that, long gone.
Yeah, Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka, gone. So get those in. You have until 10 o'clock this morning.
All the Bubba's still available.
Bubba Watson's still there. So you said Bubba Wallace yesterday.
He's still available.
If you want to, if he's going to jump out of his car and...
He misses the cut. He can still race on Sunday.
He still could. All right. So text or call us. Also, Broncos, so most of the betting sites have Denver at 7.5 wins this season. Are you taking the over or the under on the Broncos? I'm taking the over. I'm going to say today, 9 wins for the Broncos this season.
I'm going to go under.
And I can understand your lack of faith. I totally understand that. All right, 7:18, and it's time to check out.
What's happening?
All right, we'll start things out with the Nuggets in action last night. Denver continues to just crush teams right now. Denver picking up their 7th straight victory with a 134-119 drubbing of Detroit Tuesday night at Ball Arena. Despite the lopsided win, Coach Mike Malone says there were some bright spots, but there are also some negatives from the game.
The good things were we had rebounded them by 14. We had 36 assists. So offensively, great night. Defensively, we just traded baskets all night long.
Nikola Jokic continued his MVP caliber play with 27 points and 11 assists. The Nuggets won their 15th game out of their last 18. Michael Porter Jr. had 25 points with Will Barton dropping in 24 as Denver's in fourth place in the Western Conference, just one game back of the third place LA Clippers.
Will Barton sighting last night.
Hey, Will Barton sighting last night. And they made it official yesterday. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred announcing that the All-Star Game for this year moving from Atlanta to Coors Field for July 13th. So the Rockies will be hosting this year's All-Star Game. On the field last night at Coors, Ryan McMahon's 3 home runs were not enough as the Rockies lost to Arizona 10-8 in 13 innings Tuesday night at Coors Field. McMahon tied a franchise record with 14 total bases. But reliever Ben Bowden gave up 3 runs in the 13th to give the Diamondbacks the win. The loss drops the Rockies to 1-4. They take on Arizona again tonight at Coors. Tonight on the team, we'll have the Avalanche going off against the Wild. Connor McGahee will join us to talk about that game and about the Avs. Pre-game at 6:30 tonight for that one right here on the team. Bounce back to the Rockies. Hall of Famer Larry Walker will have his number 33 retired by the team this summer. It'll be retired before Colorado's August 21st game with Arizona. Coors Field Walker was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame last January, but his enshrinement into Cooperstown was delayed due to the pandemic. Walker is the only Rockies player to ever win the National League MVP. Broncos signed free agent offensive tackle Shamar Stephen. A 6'5", 309-pound Stephen has played 98 career games with 173 tackles and 4.5 sacks. Stephen starred in all 16 games last season for Minnesota. In a showdown of Cross Valley rivals, the Fruto Monument volleyball team beat Grand Junction 3-0 Tuesday night. The Wildcats' Hayden Murray led the way with 14 kills as Fruto improves to 3-2 overall and 2-1 in the Southwestern League. The Tigers fall to 0-9 on the season. Palisade is 5-1 in Western Slope League play with their 3-1 win over 8th-ranked Eagle Valley. Eliana, which had 15 kills to the Bulldogs and handing the Devils their first loss of the season. Palisade is 7-1 overall, and we'll talk with Palisade volleyball coach Wendy McCaskill tomorrow morning at 8:20 right here on the Jim Davis Show. Elsewhere, Cedar Edge blank Gunnison 3-0. Grand Junction boys soccer, they're 4-1 in the Southwestern League after beating Montrose 4-2 Tuesday at Canyon View. Mason Sanders, two goals, led the Tigers, who are now 5-1-1 overall. Grand Junction goalie Parker Stanfield had 12 saves. Fletcher Lippert's goal gave Fruto Monument a 1-1 tie with Durango. Also, Colorado Mesa golfers Ellie Walters and Hannah Moore tied for 13th at the West Texas A&M Desert Invitational in Tucson, Arizona. Mavericks took third in the team standings and are off until April 18th for the RMAC Championships in Goodyear, Arizona. The CMU men tied for 6th at the Palm Valley Golf Course in Goodyear. The Mavs' Peter Grossenbacher finished 7th with the CMU off until April 12th. When they play in Pueblo. And that's
what's happening.
All right, Jim, along with the Buckeye Boy today from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, the most trusted name in automobiles. Want your thoughts on our Q-double question of the day today. 7.5 wins. That's what the wise guys in Vegas have for the Broncos. Are you taking the over? Taking the under on 7.5. Also, you still have time to get your golfer in for our GJ Golf Masters Contest. Please, when you text in to 970-242-1340, pick your golfer, and it has to be a name that has not already been selected. Mm-hmm. Please put your first name, last name on your text as well. You'll have until 10 this morning to do that.
Yep. We Billy Horschel, Cam Smith, Siwoo Kim, Tommy Fleetwood already off the board this morning, just in the last 5 minutes.
Okay, very good. Boom, boom, boom.
Yep. We have some sound from Bud Black on the All-Star game.
Okay.
You want to hear that?
Sure.
I'm excited for baseball fans in this region, and I'm excited for baseball fans across the country to come and see this great city, our great city here. So I'm excited. It's great pageantry. It's great fanfare. It's a wonderful 3 days. I know our city's going to embrace it. I know the Rockies organization is going to put on a great show.
Yeah. And Chuck Nasty, Charlie Blackman, who is my spirit animal at times.
Okay.
He had this to say.
We're kind of a bit of a secret, and I'm kind of worried that everybody's going to find out when they come here and see how awesome our city is and how pretty it is. So I'm a little bit concerned it's going to bring in more outsiders permanently. It's a cool experience. I think the players will really enjoy being here and playing here. It's got to be on the short list of number one places to drink a beer outside.
I'm worried that more people are going to come here.
Chuck's acting like he's a native Coloradoan.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
He's a Georgia guy.
Yeah. Saying, hey, I don't know. I don't know if this is a good idea. I mean, I know Chamber of Commerce and stuff, they love this kind of thing, but I'm not sure. I don't want too many people out when I'm out drinking my beer, you know?
That's a Charlie Blackman thing to say, though.
Yeah,
like, I don't know if people are going to... I don't want more people to find out how awesome this place is.
I love the awesomeness the way it is.
I love the awesomeness by myself.
That's a cool comment from Charlie. But yeah, you know, look, we got criticized for being negative yesterday. Mm-hmm. We just had to look. You have to bring out the realities of it. And one of the good things, you know, that I was criticizing yesterday or was a concern, it sounds like it's going to be closer to a full house a lot of Coors Field. Or like we're hoping to be in much, much better shape in regard to COVID by the time the All-Star game rolls around in July. So
it'll be like regular games at Coors. There's going to be a lot of Dodgers fans there, a lot of Cubs fans.
Okay.
Rockies fan here and there.
Okay. Okay.
I mean.
Bitter ball. Down the back today, okay?
Opening day, there was the let's go Dodgers.
I know. I heard that.
It's been a whole year, guys. You can't go to the park for the hometown nine there?
No. That's an old axe I've had to grind for a long, long time. So I'm not.
But then again, also
go down that road again.
Every
today.
Once in a while, I'm a visiting fan at Coors
Field. Exactly.
So,
but do you cheer for the Tribe?
When they're there?
When they're there.
But I also...
Or do you just got to sit there and go, okay.
I cheer for the bats. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I cheer for the offense. I'm wearing the Tribe gear, but like if the Rockies hit, you know, doubles and dingers and gappers, I'm cheering for them too. People give me weird looks.
Yeah.
And I don't bother to explain because I don't have to explain myself to you. But cheer for the offense.
That's why I just have my team. My team's the Rockies.
Yeah.
Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
All right, 7:25. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Talk more about the Nuggets dumping the Pistons last night. Another great game from Michael Porter Jr. Also, the Rockies losing in extra innings last night. We'll take a break and come back. Jim and the Buckeye Boy, the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network.
Good morning, gentlemen. What are the haps?
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, the Team.
Welcome back in, 7:30. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. Still time to get your golfers in for our GJ Golf Masters contest. You have until 10 this morning. If a name has been taken, we'll let you know.
Bubba Watson gone. Matthew Wolf.
Guru Gary.
Yeah.
Give me Matthew Wolf, 80-1. Took the Nuggets NBA champs and Matthew Wolf Masters champ parlay. 5 to win $1,000. That's our little degenerate gambler.
That's our buddy Guru.
That's our boy. Good job, Guru. Good job.
Now, does he get to retain the name? Did he beat Mrs. Guru in the bracket contest? That's what we need to find out.
Well, you're going to have to
perhaps
ascertain that information. One of us will. We'll look it up and see.
I mean, if he loses back-to-back, he's Mr. Trudy for a year, I think.
Yeah, I might have to do that again. Or maybe not an entire year.
The rest of the calendar year.
Because he's such a loyal dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can do an entire calendar year.
But it's one of those, you know, you can give your friends a harder time than...
True.
You know.
True. But Dave Wall out at Canode.
Yeah, he's in.
One of our fine sponsors, Canode Insurance in Palisade. Good job, Dave. Very good job. Got Sean in this morning with Cameron Smith. So it's your chance to win. I mean, this is not just some driver that you picked up at a yard sale, okay? Yeah. This is a Callaway Epic driver, which the folks at GJ Golf will find just the right one for you. About a $600 driver.
Mm-hmm.
Going to make you a lot longer off the tee. It's going to make your game a whole lot better. So get your name in for the Masters. You still have time till 10 o'clock this morning. Text it in to us. Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line 970-242-1340. But once again, a couple of things. If a name has already been taken, it's gone. And we'll tell you, got to pick another name. And also, please put your first name, last name on your text, regardless how often you text.
It's a driver that hacks like you and I can only hope to ever have in our bag.
Absolutely.
And all you got to do is pick a name and watch, essentially. You know what I mean? You don't have to, like, dig through. It's not like horse racing, you know, where you got to, like, you're like Chris Britton. You have 500 pages of printouts and... You got highlighters and circles and Sharpies and pens, and you just throw a name out there. And if he wins, you get a driver.
It's the Callaway Epic Speed Driver. They're not just making drivers. They're framing the future of speed with the Callaway Epic Driver at GJ Golf over at Fisher's Marketplace or Fisher's Plaza over by the Marketplace, over by Fisher's Liquor Barn by Mesa Mall.
Callaway, they're like the blacktop over the potholes of your golf game.
Absolutely.
It just smooths it out a little bit.
Make that day a whole lot better. At least off the tee anyway. Yeah. Short game.
You still got to work on your irons, but
exactly.
your drive should be pretty solid.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fantastic tool, but you have to be the kind of craftsman that knows how to use that tool properly.
Yeah.
We'll put it that
exactly.
way. Exactly. Put the best tools in your hands.
Yep.
Like for you and me, well...
I'm still going to have a hell of a slice, but it's going to go far.
But it's going to go really, really far. All right, Nuggets last night won their 7th straight. Nikola Jokic at it again.
Mm-hmm.
Another sensational game, 13 of 16 from the field, 11 assists, 8 rebounds, you know, the 27 points last night. He did all that in just 27 minutes last night. Think about
that. And that's great. I love seeing that because... At this point, we don't need Nikola Jokic playing 38, 40 minutes a game.
No, you don't.
If you can get him out there 27 and 10 in 27, 30 minutes and get him some good quality time off the court, that's only going to make him fresher deeper into the season.
Absolutely. You know, the load management thing, that's this is a way you go out and you pretty much stomp somebody. Yeah. That helps in the, quote, load management area of getting him some rest, getting him on the bench.
Mm-hmm. And it helps when there's guys around him that are starting to contribute on a consistent basis.
And, for example, Michael Porter Jr. has been doing that for a while now for the Nuggets. Another great game for MPJ last night. And we'll talk with Chris Dempsey about that at 8:40 this morning. But Michael Porter Jr. last night with 25 points. Will Barton had 24 last night. And speaking of the aforementioned Michael Porter Jr., a little Post Malone for you from last night's game. Here is Michael Malone on the way MPJ has been playing.
He's just shooting the ball really well. 25 points, 7 rebounds, and to be 11 of 16 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3. Right now, his percentages in the last, 20 games roughly, Katie, have been off the charts. So hopefully that continues.
All right, so that's Michael Malone from last night. Nuggets take on the Spurs tonight, by the way. But we will have the Avalanche and Minnesota Wild tonight, pregame at 6:30, right here on the team. By the way, a pair of Nuggets landing on ESPN's list of the NBA's 25 best 25 players under the age of 25. Jamal Murray, MPJ, numbers 13 and 14 on that list, by the way.
Joker missed it by, like, what, 6 months?
Believe
he's
so,
26,
yeah.
He's 26, I think. Yeah.
Came close. Also, you had the Rockies in action last night. Rockies, well, Ryan McMahon had one of those games where unbelievable game. He had 3 home runs last night. He ties the franchise record with 14 total bases, but they lose in 13 by the score of 10-8. Game got delayed 51 minutes because of rain over in the Denver area last night. And Ben Bowden gives up the 3 runs in the 13th as the Rockies lose that game last night. And like you said, though, for McMahon, he ends up last night with a sensational game, but only 4 RBIs on 3 home runs.
Rockies had 9 hits as a team. He had 4 of them. No one else was on base.
Because Raimel Tapia,
1 for 6.
1 for 6. Hampson, 1 for 5. Trevor Story, 0 for 5.
Only but struck out twice, though.
But he also got on, though, with a walk and did score a run. Charlie Blackman,
0 for 5.
He's on the
interstate. He's 105
so
on the year.
So that was, you know, and then CJ Crone, 0 for 5.
Yeah.
With a couple of punch outs last night.
0 for 15, 3, 4, 5 in the order.
So it's no wonder that Ryan McMahon only drove in 4 runs last night.
Yeah. With 14 total bases.
Yeah.
Like, oh, poor guy. His OPS last night was 1.667, and he had 4 RBI.
I mean, it's a sensational night.
He had a great night. Sam Hilliard had a pretty decent night as well.
But nobody, yeah, top of that order, 1 through 5, they were terrible last night.
Yeah. 6, 7, 8, though, went 6 of 12 with 5 home runs.
And then Aaron Marquez had a good start last night. He went 6. He gave up 3 runs on 5 hits, but still, that's a quality start.
Quality start. I'll take that every night from a Rocky starter. But you get that every turn through the rotation, I'll take it.
But Yency Almonte gave up a couple of runs last night on 3 hits. Tyler Kinley was really good at the pen last night. Estevez continues to be really, really good. Daniel Bard gave up 1 run last night. Then Michael Givens, who's been pitching really well out of the pen for the Rockies, didn't give up a run. Robert Louis Stevenson did give up a run last night. And then Ben Bowden gives up the 3 hits and the 3 runs last night in that 13th inning. That's the difference, is the Rockies take the loss 10-8 last night. They're now 1-4. Rockies will send Antonio Cincitella to the mound tonight against, just weird to say, Diamondback starter Madison Bumgarner.
It's so strange still. It does not compute. You know what I mean? Not seeing him in the cream or the gray with the orange.
Yeah.
It just does still. It's like, really? That's wrong. It's like when you trade somebody in MLB The Show. It's like, that just doesn't sit right.
It's jarring, isn't it? It's like, wait a minute, that doesn't look right. Bumgarner did start their season opener, gave up 6 runs on 7 hits over 4 innings. So
it's like John Lester is a gnat. Yeah. Like,
exactly.
Really?
It's just weird to see. It's weird to see. And then we'll have the Rockies tomorrow afternoon when they take on the Diamondbacks. Merrill Kelly goes for Arizona tomorrow against, we'll see if John Gray can avoid the full body
crampings
that he had the last time out.
I'm calling right now. Tomorrow's the rubber match. I think the Rockies get him tonight.
Okay, I think they do too. But Gray was outstanding against the Dodgers. He struck out 7, gave up 1 run in 5 innings, and then had the full body cramps, had to leave in the 6th. So, extremely good start for John Gray. Let's hope tomorrow's a chance for them to win a series against Arizona if they can get the win tonight. And just a quick reminder, we'll have the Avalanche on tonight. We'll talk with Connor McGahee coming up at 8:20 this morning. Avs and Minnesota tonight, pregame at 6:30, right here on the Team Sports Network. All right, 7:39, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. Broncos, the wise guys in Vegas have them at 7.5 games this year. Are you taking the over, the under on the Broncos? Also, you still have time to get your name in for our GJ Golf Masters giveaway. Chance to win that Callaway Epic driver from GJ Golf over by Fisher's Liquor Barn. Send in a name. We'll let you know if that name's already been selected. But please put your first name, last name on your text, by the way, and we'll do that through 10 this morning on the program. All right, 7:40, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. Thanks for joining us today, and it's time for Soundcheck.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right, what do you have, Buckeye?
Well, we mentioned this in the first segment. Last night, after the Nuggets win, Vic Lombardi at the desk for the Altitude TV crew, having a little bit of old guy technology issues. And there's nothing more mortifying than not being able to figure out the technology. And he couldn't get his laptop to stop ringing.
I'm embarrassed. My phone's going off and I have to ask Hans for help.
He asked me to call. You're hopeless.
Sorry, Katie. I'm trying to turn off my phone ringing on my computer, and I feel very old by asking how do you turn off the phone ringing on your computer, but I don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry. Hands looks just messing me. Hey, Dems.
Yeah, I know. Dems. I know. You know what? I leave the set for one day, and we have phones ringing off the hook on the set. We have Dems. Nobody
how
who knows
do
anything
turn
about
your
technology.
Phone off your computer. Dems, how do you turn it off so it doesn't show up on the computer?
I'm coming to save you. I'll come to save you.
I have no clue. Nobody here knows. Can somebody tell me how you do this?
Dems, why is your computer ringing in the first place?
I don't
why
know.
Is it ringing?
I don't know. It's like Dems, it's got a life of its own right now.
So we'll have to ask Chris Dempsey if he was able to, in fact, save Vic Lombardi from himself.
I mean, did he get back to the studio, or did he reach out, you know, during a commercial break?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
What did he do to help him?
I don't
or did
know.
He help
we'll,
him? Or was
we'll
he
have
able,
to ask.
Did he just continue to make fun of him?
Yeah. You know.
That's oh, what
you know happened. Who's making fun of him? Moj. Is
oh, you know that's happening.
Is loving this, and it's on Twitter. He put it on Twitter twice. He said this morning they're just going to destroy him on their show on Altitude. I kind of wish I could listen to that just to hear them giving old man Vic Lombardi just so much grief over his laptop ringing.
I feel bad for Vic. I do, because we're
yeah.
I think Vic's younger than I am, but
not by much. I don't think
not by a lot. But I mean, we've you know we're contemporaries,
compatriots,
yeah.
Bros,
and yeah, that's nothing worse than I don't know how to turn this dang blasted thing off. You're like, oh man, I feel so old.
I'm an old man.
I used to be the guy that told people how that stuff worked, right?
Yeah.
Now, when things were easier, poor Vic. I feel bad for him.
And Chris, how do you get your phone to ring on your laptop anyway? I didn't even know you could do that. Turns out Vic did it on accident.
I just know that during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
I got a lot better at a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because there are times I would like, hey, Rio, can you take care of that? Can you go do that? Whatever. And mm-hmm. It's like, you were not here to do that.
No, I was.
It's like, so I was left to my own devices. So yep. In a way. You know, I was forced to learn some of these things, yeah. Our little ins and outs here at the station. A lot of pandemic growth. Well, a lot of that. But apparently not for Vic Lombardi, who did not know how to shut off his ringing laptop.
We'll have to ask Demps
yeah,
what exactly assistance he was able to
Chris,
provide.
So, Chris, did you turn Geek Squad and go and help him?
Roll up in a little beetle.
like the old SNL skit that we refer to around here occasionally.
Nick Burns.
Nick Burns, IT guy. Was it Jimmy Fallon, wasn't it? Jimmy Fallon, Nick Burns?
Yep. Move.
Because our IT guy, move! You don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Get out of the way.
Oh, Nick Burns.
All right, 7:44. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Colorado Sports Leader.
First of all, it's hilarious.
Warp twisted individuals. Yes.
Yeah!
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado Sports Leader, the Team.
Welcome back in, 7:47, Jim Davis and the Buckeye Boy. Wise guys in Vegas had the Broncos at 7.5 wins this season. Are you taking the over, the under on April 7th of 2021? Knowing what you know right now about the additions of Kyle Fuller and Ronald Darby, Broncos adding another former Minnesota Viking yesterday, Shamar Stephen. We'll talk more about that coming up at 8 o'clock. But,
they're like two guys away from adding Dwayne Culpepper to this roster. With all the former Vikings George Payton's brought in.
I know. And, of course, brought in Mike Boone, the
Fran
former...
Fran Tarkenton, the new Broncos quarterback.
Did you mean Dante Culpepper?
Who did I say?
He said something that was not Dante
Culpepper. Dwayne?
He called him Dwayne Culpepper. Like, I'm not... I think he means Dante Culpepper,
you know,
but I'm not
Dwayne Culpepper
sure.
May be just as good as Drew Locke.
That's right. Or Dr. Pepper. I don't know.
Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
But... yeah, there's definitely George Payton going back to his Vikings roots, and we'll talk more about the addition of Shamar Stephen, which is not this earth-shattering addition.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that gives him some depth up front, though, and a guy that started in all 16 games for the Vikings last year. So we'll talk more about that. But yesterday, it's official. We debated about this a lot yesterday on the program, or discussed it a lot. We didn't really debate because we're kind of on the same page. We're happy that the All-Star Game is coming to Colorado.
Circumstances, not as much.
Yeah, we had some people, you know, giving us grief about not being positive enough about it. I think anytime you something like this happens, you have to. We're here to evaluate it from our perspective and what we think. That's what the show is, and it's not always about being a cheerleader for some. Look on the up front, it's great. I'm glad we're getting the All-Star Game again. You're glad as well.
Yeah.
I wish it would have been under different circumstances. We had Robert yesterday sent the text in, well, you can't, you know, you shouldn't demand perfection. Nobody was saying perfection. Just wanted them to bid on it in the under the normal process of getting an All-Star game. And I think Colorado has been overlooked for the All-Star game. It's been far too long, 1998. I wish it would have been under different circumstances, not... And this is not trying to get political about the Georgia voting situation. I wish it wasn't under some kind of controversial asterisk-ish situation that the Rockies get this game. How do you argue with that? I don't know how you argue with that. I'm glad the state's getting it. I'm so glad for baseball fans in the state. I'm so glad it's a chance to showcase. I know Charlie Blackman doesn't want people to discover us. Wants to drink his beer
in peace
and quiet. But
and who doesn't?
You know? It's great for the state. I don't think any of us doubt that for a moment, that it's great for the state, particularly with the economic situation being what it's been. Great for the folks in Lodo down there. They need this. The people that work at Coors Field, they need this. And they sounds like it'll be a relatively packed house for the All-Star game, that'll be allowed. But don't you wish the circumstances were different? Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not expecting perfection or demanding, it has to be the perfect scenario. You just don't like it to be, Colorado got it because Major League Baseball decided to, they didn't like the Georgia voting law changes and they took it out of there. They were making a political statement about it. That's the thing I don't like about it. I don't like the way that the state's getting it. And it's not like Colorado did anything wrong or the Rockies did anything wrong.
It's not like they earned it or they deserve it or they were awarded it. They're the city school. They're the, I didn't get into Harvard, so I'm going to this trade school. You know, that's kind of how it
and
comes
see,
across.
And I do differ with you, and this has been some thought from yesterday. You keep saying the Rockies don't deserve it. Not every franchise has to be this, successful winning club to get the All-Star. Coors Field's a beautiful stadium, great backdrop.
The Monforts don't deserve it.
We have our issues with how the Rockies are run, and that's, you know, and that's a fair thing to say about.
Does the park and the fan base deserve, and the city deserve the showcase? Yes.
Yes, and so that's where
the Monforts, no.
And that's where I change my focus to. The city deserves it. The state deserves it.
Yeah.
Baseball fans deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
We may have our problems with the Monforts, and, you know, not so much Charlie. It's Dick that's primarily the one that's... Oh, and Jeff Breidich.
Yeah.
But I'm glad. I'm thrilled, and I'm happy that it's coming to Colorado. And last time I'm going to say this, I just wish it was under different circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I agree. It's neat that it's coming to Colorado. That's, you know, and so it's all around, I guess. I don't know.
So Governor Polis, big baseball fan, busting out some baseball metaphors. He said Colorado was swinging for the fences, and he expects COVID-19 to be under control and players to perform before a fully packed crowd. Currently, attendance is at 42% at Coors Field. And both Governor Polis, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, lobbied to land the game. I mentioned the economic benefits, north of $100 million. Another reason why we should be thrilled, like I said, number one, to be number one reason, we should be happy the game is coming to the state.
Right.
The economy in Denver can use this influx. The Lodo area can use the influx of tourism and of dollars that'll be spent during the All-Star festivities. So, obviously, a great situation. You want to play Bud Black one more time? Do you have Bud there?
Yeah, give me 5 seconds.
Yeah, and play Bud one more time. This is Bud Black, Rockies manager, on the All-Star game coming to Coors Field.
I'm excited for baseball fans in this region, and I'm excited for baseball fans across the country to come and see this great city, our great city here. So I'm excited. It's great pageantry. It's great fanfare. It's a wonderful 3 days. I know our city's going to embrace it. I know the Rockies organization is going to put on a great show.
All right, so there's Bud Black on the All-Star game coming. Major League Baseball made it official yesterday. Still don't have all the details on the cost of tickets, how they're going to be purchased, what else is going to be going on for the All-Star game.
Right. Is there going to be a futures game, a celebrity softball game?
We do know the amateur draft will be held during the All-Star game, during the festivities, I should say, for the first time ever. So that will be part of what happens. The rest of it, we're not sure yet what it's going to look like.
Right.
In terms of FanFest.
Is that going to be in Denver like it was going to be in Atlanta? Or are they going to just do that from New York? You know,
I would make the assumption you're going to do it in Atlanta, you'd do it in Denver. I would make that assumption.
Yeah, that's what I would think, but... Like we said, we don't know any of the surrounding details yet.
Don't know all the particulars yet, but we do know the game is coming to Coors Field, and that is a good thing.
Mm.
All right, 7:55. We'll take a break next hour. Lead things off with the Broncos signing Shamar Stephen, defensive tackle from the Minnesota Vikings. We'll get into that also. NFL Network's James Palmer with some thoughts about who the Broncos might take with the 9th pick in the first round. That's coming up.